Well, Mount Hood Hospice has been providing care and bereavement support to families in Multnomah and Clackamas counties for over 40 years, and they are a not-for-profit, independent, community-based hospice. They're also a valued member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle, which we appreciate. To learn more about their programs and some special activities, we are pleased to welcome Jolie Fanton to the Morning Blend. Jolie is the Community Outreach and Director of Volunteer Services with Mount Hood Hospice. Jolie, always great to talk with you. How are you this morning?
Thank you, David. Always nice to talk to you. I am doing well.
This is November and Palliative Care Month, this November. And so that's one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you this morning. And maybe you could just give us a little bit of a rundown about your services.
Sure. So November is Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and so it's important for us to get the word out and educate people on the gift of hospice, really. Hospice is a team approach. It involves the nurse, the medical doctor. We specialize in caring for people facing life-limiting illnesses and their families, caregivers. We offer emotional and spiritual support as well as comfort for the patient.
Hospice palliative care. What is palliative care?
Palliative care is to help you at the end of life. I believe if you have like 2 years, hospice is for 6 months or less.
I see.
And so sometimes, of course, when you're getting up in age and you have a terminal illness, you might have more time than 6 months. So the palliative care can help you in that regard as well.
Again, you've got a really good history, 40 years of service. Where are you located?
Our main office is located in Sandy, Oregon, but we serve East Multnomah County and most of Clackamas County. So we go up over the mountain, we go to Corbett, we go over to the south to Molalla, Oregon City, down to like Milwaukee, Clackamas. Basically, we just don't go over the Willamette River or the Columbia River. So we have a pretty large area.
So do people come to you or do you have folks who go out into the homes? How does that work?
So we do not have a facility. There are not actually too many inpatient facilities for hospice. So we go to wherever the patient is, whether that's in a home, in an assisted living or independent living facility, or even adult care homes. And also, we actually serve homeless as well.
And so are these people that are trained, or these volunteers who go out?
So we have staff that are paid. We have all the nurses, the medical directors, social workers, chaplains, hospice aides. Those are all trained and certified staff members. Mm-hmm. And then as part of Medicare's conditions of participation, we are required to offer volunteers at 5% of the service. And that is because hospice was started by volunteers, and they feel that's very important to be able to offer additional support when the nurses and the other staff can't be around mm-hmm. to help.
Right. And then obviously you being the director of volunteer services, you're recruiting volunteers. Do you need volunteers right now?
Yes. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a volunteer training generally twice a year, and I'm just about finishing up my volunteer training for this fall session.
What will a volunteer learn to do within the hospice program?
So volunteers, they take a 20-plus hour training to get them obviously familiar with hospice if they don't have any experience, and how to basically be with the patients and the families and offer the support. And what our volunteers are asked to do, whether it's patient driven or, you know, in the office helping with administrative things or events, and even our bereavement side of things, they can help with. But the patient care part is basically where they can go out for a friendly visit, you know, depending on in what state the patient is in, whether they're ambulatory, communicative, you know, they can read to them, play games with them. And if they're up and about, they could take them out to, you know, go shopping or get their hair done or something like that. But otherwise, we offer respite. So that's basically a 4-hour period where the volunteer can go into the home and the caregiver can get out and do errands or just have some time to themselves, because caregiving for a terminally ill patient is a huge deal.
We're speaking with Jolie Fanton. She is the Community Outreach and Director of Volunteer Services for Mount Hood Hospice, located in Sandy. Again, November is Hospice and Palliative Care Month. You have a couple programs that are really interesting, too. One works with veterans. Talk about your veterans program.
Sure. So we are part of We Honor Veterans, and it's pretty amazing. When I came on board, we were trying to get that off the ground, and so it's basically offers awareness, and it has a tiered approach. So depending on the things that we do, so there's education for our staff and our volunteers that we do on veteran-centric care and culture, so that we're better able to help the veterans and their families through the process and to have a more peaceful ending. So what I do is I go out to different organizations, different groups in the community, especially veterans groups, and offer information about hospice and the care that we can provide for them. And then we get stars. So they have 5 stars, and right now we're up to 2 stars, working on our 3rd star. And so it's all about how much education you offer your staff and volunteers, how much recognition that you give, and how much community outreach that you offer.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have a program for pets.
Yes, yes. We have a Pet Peace of Mind program that's local, based in Salem. And it's really important because pets are just, I think, vital to people's lives. People that have pets, just, they're so important. And especially when you're facing a terminal illness, you know, pets do help with anxiety and just keeping you calm. But when you have a terminal illness, it's hard to care for your pet. And so our volunteers are able to go in and whether it's walk the dog or change the cat litter box or bird cage, feed them, you know, take them to the vets or the groomers. So the volunteers can do those sorts of things, but they also... this program also allows us to help ease the burden financially, and so we can reimburse for pet food, grooming, and also routine vet care, which is super important.
That's wonderful. So if folks want to get in contact with Mount Hood Hospice, what's the best way to do that?
Well, our number is 503-855-4545, or they can visit us on the web at mthoodhospice.org.
Wonderful. Jolie Fanton, she is the Community Outreach and Director of Volunteer Services at Mount Hood Hospice. Jolie, great to talk with you again. Thanks for all the work that you do and your program. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for your continued support, and it's great to talk to you, too.
All right. Well, have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you. You too.